The lives lost to gun violence have increased the level of discussion about how this violence needs to be addressed. One side calls for a proactive approach, which would discourage the criminal and terrorist element, while the other side calls for restrictions and limitations on legal gun owners and security policies, which turn into a bright neon welcome mat for violence that those people claim they want to battle. My first guest this week is a member of the New Jersey State Senate, who is co-sponsoring legislation which would allow schools throughout the state to add a new effective layer of security, which some schools actually already have done, especially in northwest New Jersey. Here with the details and an update of the status of his bill is the New Jersey State Senator for the 25th District, Senator Tony Bucco. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Chris. How are you doing this morning?
Great to have you back with some common sense ideas about being ahead of the criminal element instead of reacting to the criminal element, because obviously we know when reaction is the first step, that means lives are lost. So give us the details. The bill is S-2983, and there's a tandem bill in the State Assembly. Tell us what this is calling for to be done.
Basically, it's providing for a Class 3 police officer, and that would require that any retired police officer under the age of 65, as he or she retires, would be able to continue to work if they like at a school. It allows the schools to hire them instead of hiring a police officer within their municipality now to be in the schools and paying that salary of that police officer and the benefits for that police officer. This Class 3 now would be a lot less as a salary and also no benefits. So it's a win-win situation for the town and for the school system in saving money. This bill was really brought to me by the chief of police out of Little Egg Harbor, Chief Busby, who brought this to me about 3 years ago. And I thought it was an excellent idea. The only thing I said to him, and this is why it has taken 3 years to really get pushed through, is that I would not drop the bill until such time as I had all law enforcement on board. And what I meant by that is the PBA, the Police Benevolent Association, the FOP, Fraternal Order of Police, the Sheriff's Department, the Prosecutor's Department, the Chief of Police Association. All of these that would be involved with this is what I wanted their support on. And overwhelmingly, it got support from all of them. As we moved that bill to each association, sometimes they would make a suggestion of a little tweak, which we would do. And this is why, when the bill was heard, we had the chief of police come down. We had the administrator from the town come down, along with the mayor, and also the head of the PBA and the school association. They were all in favor of it. So I think it's a good bill, and looking forward to having this signed into law.
And it's also received bipartisan support. I mean, when you get the Democratic Senate president on board with your idea as a co-sponsor, I believe, you can't ask for a better endorsement than that.
Absolutely. Senator Sweeney was very helpful in it and signing on as a co-sponsor. And also in committee, Senator Sacco, a Democratic senator who sits on the committee, also involved in the school systems in his town, also came out publicly stating at the meeting what a good bill this was and how it would save the town's money. So we're pleased to have gotten this through. Again, sometimes the wheels of government turn very slowly, but I didn't want to drop this bill and then have one of the law enforcement agencies try to stop it because they weren't completely satisfied with it. So
talking with State Senator Anthony Bucco, Republican, 25th District, about his bill S-2983, which would create a statewide program, formula, call it whatever you want, but it will get all the schools on the same page as far as a system for having armed security in schools. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. This goes in line, too, Senator, with a state study of a task force report that looked at school violence, and I brought up the report here. It was released about the middle of last year, and issue 4 was what they studied, was stationing police officers in each school building. So this is a recognized need. Does your bill, do you believe, by putting all the schools within the same idea, restriction, path to this act? Does it make it a more, by making it a uniform procedure, how much does it make it a better procedure?
Well, I think it makes it much easier for the school districts also. Instead of trying to negotiate with their municipal police departments or whatever to hire someone, here's a cadre of individuals, retired, that still want to be involved somehow with law enforcement. And it gives them the opportunity to make a few extra dollars and keep their lives productive.
Senator Mitchell, Little Lake Harbor in northwest New Jersey and Sussex County, Vernon, High Point Regional, Walk Hill Valley, they've also employed armed law enforcement officers. And, you know, too, when you look at the fact that they're retired, too, Senator, this is a wealth of experience that doesn't want to be sitting off on the sideline. They want, these would be willing participants in continuing to protect and serve their community.
Absolutely. They've got the full training of their 20, 25 years in law enforcement. They qualify with their weapons twice a year, which they have to continue to do if they want to be hired into the school. They have to follow all of the same rules and regulations as a regular police officer to keep their standards up of the firearms or whatever else. So, I mean, it is a good situation.
I mentioned this went through the state Senate. Did it fall victim to the calendar where you have to reintroduce and redo the obvious, or is it now just a wait and see for the assembly and then it goes to the governor?
No, we've got to reintroduce it. The calendar, the clock ran out and they couldn't get it through the assembly in time. So we will be pursuing this with the new legislature, and I'm sure that there won't be any delay in getting it through both houses, as I say. And as you said, there's bipartisan support on this bill because everyone recognizes it as a good piece of legislation.
Wrap things up here with State Senator Tony Bucco here on Issues and Ideas. Nevertheless, and I've seen comments on articles about this bill in the various newspapers, social media, and elsewhere. You still have the naive, I guess you could say, or the people who look at this issue superficially, and they're against the idea because they just look at it as, ooh, guns in school, that's bad in school. They're overlooking the fact of, well, we're not allowing the criminal element to have guns. We're looking at having the law enforcers to have the guns, and that's a deterrent. But people just don't want to understand that. What do you say to that person who still wants to be naive and endanger children by looking at this issue the wrong way?
Well, you know, we look at what happened about a year or so ago with Sandy Hook. And believe me, if there was a police officer in there that was armed, I don't think that tragedy would have been as bad as it was. And I think this is a deterrent. Bad guys are going to think twice about going into a school if they recognize there's someone in there that can shoot back at them.
Yeah, the idea of everyone wants to be a death by cop, as they call it, is not the case. They're just gun-free zones. You can look at San Bernardino and see how that was an open invitation for that horror to happen. And we've talked about it here on the show. I can run down a list of instances where gun-free zones invited violence, and you might have recalled over on my Facebook page, I posted a list where guns on the premises prevented, and if not prevented, reduced the deaths caused by violence. So when you look at it with common sense and logic, you realize that Senator Bucco's bill, S-2983, is the necessary deterrent because we live in violent times with violent people, albeit the few, but it only takes one, as the saying goes. We'll look for this to be reintroduced and quickly go through all the stages of the legislature to the governor's office for signature and for it to be implemented so that the school year becomes a safe year from start to finish for every child in every school in New Jersey. We've been joined this morning by the state senator for New Jersey's 25th district, Senator Tony Bucco. Senator, thanks for bringing this common sense idea to the surface, carefully crafting it specifically for the most effective use and implementation. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris. Nice talking to you.